Good to see our brother, huh? Amen. Keep praying for Doreen because she's also healing. Okay, all right. My right eye is tearing a lot. So if you see me going like this, I'm not crying. Or maybe I will be crying. I don't know. Would you open up your Bibles and stand with me? Proverbs chapter 6. Where am I? Proverbs, okay. All right, so this is a different scripture, but we're really going to take a look at it. For by means of a harlot, a man is reduced to a crust of bread, and an adulteress will prey upon his precious life. Father, I just thank you, God, that your word covers all. Father, that your teachings, Lord God, are innumerable and powerful and so deep, and they are an awakening, God. And so, Father, I pray, Lord God, that you would awaken us this morning, this afternoon. Father, that you would bring truth that would set us free. And Father, that you would bring such an appetite inside of us that you would stir up the gifts within us, and it, Father, that we would have such a concern for others, that you would birth that. We already have that partially, but that you would enlarge that, Lord God, that you would enlarge that, Lord, that our hearts would be on fire for others. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated. Wow. You know, the word of God here and in certain other portions of scripture speaks about the adulteress. And it actually is referring to the devil, to Satan. The adulteress. He tries to seduce God's people. You know, the devil tries to chew them up and spit them out. The enemy hunts for the precious life. The enemy hunts and goes after the precious ones. Our children. Amen. I've taken some of David Wilkinson's message that he called The Hunter from Hell. The Hunter from Hell. And he really, David Wilkinson was a man that I really admired. I admired his heart. And every time we would get one of those newsletters, and there would be a sermon in them, I would take it apart. Because I could see this man's heart after God and a love for people. And David Wilkinson was the founder of Teen Challenge Ministries. And David Wilkinson had a heart for children. His heart was on fire for children and for those that were suffering from the enemy's hands. And David Wilkinson would go into the most darkest places where he knew kids hung out. And he would go in there with such love, such compassion, such passion. And he would speak to those kids. And he would just hunt and search them down. It was a tremendous work of God. And then, as I said, he was the founder of Teen Challenge, and he was also the pastor of, what is the church? Say clearly. Times Square Church. In Times Square, thank you, anyway. He was the founder of that and the pastor for many years. He passed on. He was in a car accident. He died from that accident. So he's now in the presence of the Lord. But he left such an effect on me, and I wanted to be like him, and I wanted to have that heart that he had, and I wanted to do some of the things that he did. And that brought me into places sometimes that were kind of scary, and brought me into places that there was deliverance and things like that. And I would, because of the seed that God put in my heart, like from my brother, I would spend time with people that maybe others wouldn't spend time with. But I just had that, you know, God's got so much more for them, and I hate when people are being robbed. I hate when you can see the enemy robbing somebody of their peace, their joy, their future, their giftings, you know? And I'm sure that many of you, if not all of you, have that same passion. And I think that some people, even here, may need this message. I think that all of us, at times, need this message. I think that I know I have needed this message a long time ago. And the message is how precious we are to the Lord. Some of us don't feel precious to God. Some of us really can't accept the love of God. Oh, maybe we know God loves us. Maybe we know we look like little children before him, so as a father has love for his children. But I don't think that we can, some of us can expand upon that and understand that and grasp it and live in it. That's the place we need to live in. Thank God that he hovers over us. Thank God that he has a canopy for us, for his children. When we get married and we have children, we want to buy a house. We want to put a roof over their heads. Well, God himself hovers. The Spirit of the living God hovers over his children, over the church. Some people, like I said, are saved, grateful, walking with God, believing in God, but not understanding how precious they are. That's so important. It's so important. Me, in all of my sin, all of my weaknesses, God sees me as precious. And if we were the only one, I truly believe this, God would still have sent his son for that one person. Because how precious we are to the Father. How God loves us and is longing for the day we dwell together with him. He's longing, and the time is growing shorter and shorter. Amen. What amazes me is that the seducer, Satan means seducer, and he was able to seduce one third of the angels. Whoa. That is something to think about. The angels that were in God's presence, that were doing his bidding, that were in the surrounded by the glory of the Lord, the love of God, And yet, one third of them parted from God's love and God's presence and followed Satan, Lucifer. Wow. And God allowed it. We don't understand all of his ways, but one day our eyes will be open. And they are opening more and more as we're growing in God, aren't they? I think I have learned things even in the past week that I didn't know before. Because who he is and his heart and his nature, we could live forever, I don't think, and truly be able to grasp the wholeness, the deepness, you know, that depth of love, concern, power. God is God. And there is none other like him. No one comes close to him. Amen? And this God of the universe, this God had no beginning, no end. This powerful, loving God called you and opened up your ears and your eyes and your heart to walk with him. Because God loves people. An everlasting love. We can't even fathom what the depth of that love is. We can't. We may get a glimpse of clarity once in a while or feel a sense, but we cannot see it because we're flesh, because we're humans. We know God loves us like none other, but yet we really can't grasp it. Imagine when we get to heaven. Heaven, the atmosphere is love, but the kind of love we have never experienced. The kind of love, it doesn't weaken. It's not stop and go. He is love. We'll be in that presence in heaven, safe, sound, dwelling in his love, in his goodness, loving each other. Now, we all love people, right? But we don't love people the way God loves people. We all love our children, right? But I'm sorry. We don't even love our children the way God loves them. Because this love is holy. But God's working on us. Thank God. Work on me, Lord. Work on me. So it is like almost unimaginable that Satan could have robbed one third of the angels from God himself. The angels were in the presence of God. They were worshiping like we probably have never entered into. And yet, they were seduced by Lucifer. Lucifer goes after our minds and our hearts. Amen? You know, my dad, when he was dying, we spent 10 weeks with him, upstate New York. He was dying, had cancer. He knew he was going to die. He accepted the Lord. He believed in God all of his life, but he truly accepted the Lord. But it kept bothering him. He kept saying, but I'm not good enough to go to heaven. Eugene, come here, talk to me. Oh my gosh, Eugene and my dad got so close, Pastor, got so close. He said, please, come over anytime you want, sit with me. And he was trying to grasp so much about God in 10 weeks, and he did. But I remember right before he died, and I said to him, you're going to be in God's presence. And he said, oh, I hope so. You know, he still wasn't sure of how precious he was. He still wasn't sure about God's love for him. He still wasn't sure. But I could talk to him about it. We could talk to him about it. But it wasn't going in like a seed alive, you know, that just needs to be watered. He couldn't. The revelation to him of God loves me that much, he couldn't grasp it. So I said to him, and I think you've heard this before. I said to him, Dad, I believe when you die. Because he said to me, I talked to him about I talked to him about heaven, and he said, I hope I will go there. I said, but you accepted the Lord. You believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins. But there was some kind of a barrier around him, and I couldn't break through. So I said, I believe that when you die, I believe an angel is going to come and get you, and I believe the angel himself is going to bring you up to a city in the sky. And I talked a little bit about that. Now, it's not even something that, it must have been the Lord, because I feel that the people that die are not in heaven yet, because they're in their resting place. And like a flash, right, they will awaken, and we all, along with them, of people on the earth, along with people that have died, are in their resting place, will gather together and see him in the clouds. But anyway, I told him this story, and it was very anointed, and I could see in his eyes like he was getting something he could hold on to, he could grasp. And so I was at my father's side when he died. I was alone with him, and he died, and it was around midnight, a little bit after midnight. And I saw my father look at something like he was amazed all of a sudden, like a little child. And then he slipped off. So I went to call my brother, who was, we were upstate, and my brother was living in Georgia, no, Long Island at the time. And I went to call my older brother to tell him Dad just passed on. So just listen to this, because I'm trying to prove a point here. And so when I called him, he said to me, I know, Dad just died. And it was like about 4 minutes after 12. He said, I know. We know. I said, how do you know? He said, because my daughter, Chrissy, was young, was praying for Papa up in her room, and she saw him die, and she saw an angel come. That's what I told him. An angel come by his bedside, take him, and was going up to a city in the sky. Now, I don't know how old Chrissy was at that time, probably around 12, 11 maybe, something like, I don't know, young. Can you imagine that? That God did that for my dad. And how precious when one of his saints closes their eyes, it's such a precious thing to the Lord. So, my dad didn't know how precious he was. My dad didn't realize how much God loved him. Oh, God loves this one and that one. Oh, she's a little saint, don't you know? But he couldn't touch that. He couldn't receive it. And so I really feel strongly that there are so many people in the church that still don't know how precious, how loved they are to God. The enemy goes after the most valuable, the precious ones. He goes after the precious. The word precious in Greek is valuable, beloved, most holy esteemed, the dearest, most highly in the sight of God. That's what that Greek word precious means. To me, I think of children. I think of those little ones. And we're also his children. How much he wants to cover us, take care of us, how much he wants to bring us home, little children. The devil goes after those with the most potential. Perhaps those that went to the lowest places. Perhaps those that hurt others so deeply. And yet God sees such a treasure there. But the enemy is like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Amen? People, we have to pray for each other. We have to pray for each other. Our brothers and sisters in the church, we have to pray for those that are not saved. We've got to pray. Last month, when we had a night of prayer, time of prayer, 4 people came outside of leadership. We're going to have another time of prayer on August 8th, which is the second Tuesday of the month. I'm letting you know in advance and will remind you. I'm hoping that you'll come. These are the days and the hour that we've got to put our hearts, minds, and faith together and pray. Because children are being attacked in this country and all around the world. What about children? What about the lost? We're here to pray for them. Are we making a difference in that realm? You know, David Wilkinson shared some of his experiences, and I just want to share them with you. He went to a place. He found out in New York City that there was a group of deaf children. They were all deaf, and they were getting together in a group, and they were heroin addicts. And he went there. One of the girls there, there were 16 to 18 children. One of the girls was only 14, a heroin addict. And they all did sign language. He said they were so young looking. The devil goes after the precious lives. He said they all seemed so innocent. He prayed for them. He was there. He tried to meet with them. Another place that he visited was an apartment where a mom of 2 children, a 3-year-old and a 4-year-old. And I have it, the story about this. I mean, a 3-year-old and a 4-year-old. Their mom would leave them every day alone. And she would say, they take care of themselves. He said they were left alone for the enemy to prey on them, to attack them. Harmless, innocent, beautiful children. He met a boy who was raised in church. He was a star on the football team. He got in with the wrong crowd. He became a hard-hearted young man on speed and LSD at that time. And it was a whole group. And David Wilkinson visited them. They were like 18 vegetables, he called them. Spoke with them, prayed with them. He said the most wicked ones on the earth were once innocent children. The most wicked ones on the face of the earth were little tiny innocent infants. What did Jesus say? Come unto me. Amen. Let the children come unto me. Let the children come. God wants to stir us up and raise us up and go after the things that are on his heart. Amen. You know, I love the school downstairs. And I feel that our teachers are there because they love children. Thank God. Witchcraft. A cult is sweeping through this country, through this nation. and every nation in the world. We went to see the movie, The Sound of Freedom, about children being kidnapped, human trafficking. They're being kidnapped from one area and placed all over the world, being raped over and over and over. I could talk about these things in church, right? Right? At the end, they said America is the worst place. Leads it. We've got to pray. People, we've got to pray. We've got to pray for America. We've got to pray for children. Let the children come unto me. There was a young man who was worshiping the devil, a leader over a coven, and this is another place that David Wilkinson visited. He said, this young man spoke to David Wilkinson and said, I was raised in church. He didn't think he would be possessed. But the devil gives power. And I'm not asking anybody to go to these kind of places unless you're called to. I'm not saying that. I'm saying we could reach these places in prayer. But he went to bed one night, this young man, and he saw an incredible, massive amount of demons around the ceiling above his bed, and they were making a funnel. He said they were about to possess his body, and he was so frightened, he yelled, and he got up, and he yelled, Jesus, and they fled. And the next night, they came back with legions more. Remember, he had been into witchcraft. He stood up on the bed. Jesus, help, he screamed out. And they fled again. The next night, he went to the meeting with David Wilkinson. And he got saved. And he got delivered. And he got filled. And he became one of the workers. What the Lord can do. What the Lord can do. We're the church. We are powerful. We put our hearts and minds together in the center of God's will. We can move mountains. Everybody's heard of Nicky Cruz, right? He was one of 19 children. His mother was a witch. His father was in witchcraft. He was regularly beaten from the age of, he said himself, 3.5 years old to 9. His heart turned to stone after a failed suicide attempt. He went to a meeting at Dave Wilkinson's church, and he was transformed. And David Wilkinson called him one of the precious ones. And he got good saved, as we used to say. You see, the devil can read activity. And as I say and repeat, he goes after the precious ones. And this little boy, when he was small, Nicky Cruz, he was crying out to God. He was crying out to God. Getting beat like that. And today, Nicky Cruz is the president of North Carolina Outreach. But see, he wanted to live for God. He really wanted to live for God. And the devil said he could really come against my kingdom. And we'll do something about that. The devil knew him, Nicky Cruz, when he was little. His mother said, She didn't want him. She was cursing him because they were into witchcraft, putting curses on him. The devil saddened this little person so deep. New York City tried to kill him, But thanks be to God, he is a testimony today. Many drug addicts will say, because David Wilkinson interviewed and spent so much time with them, I couldn't take the screaming. What do you mean? My mother used to scream at me all the time. I couldn't take it. And what stirred up inside of them was hatred. Hatred. And where's God? The father would yell at them. A lot of the drug addicts, he said, would say that. A lot of screaming at you, the target of their frustration, the parents. David Wilkinson, I remember, he preached one time and said, don't yell at your kids. Don't yell at them. Yes, you have to, correct them, thank you. But he said, instead, build a fire, a wall of fire around them. That's your part. God gave you those little children, those little grandchildren. And even if you don't have children, you still have children to pray for. He said, build a wall of fire around them that the enemy can't. The enemy hates fire, let me tell you. Build a wall of fiery prayer around them. Pray for them. Don't give up. Believe when you pray. Minister to them by telling them they are precious. They are precious. I know a little girl. Whew, no one could handle her. Little thing. Wow. She didn't get her way. She screamed. She had enough energy and strength to scream for hours. But I see her developing into who God is calling her to be. And I'm wondering if her mother and father ever tell her she's precious. I'm going to tell them. To hear that from a mom and a dad, I'm precious. Wow. That stirs up the good. Amen? I love that. Build a wall of fire around them. Prayer. And minister to them by telling them they are precious. Stand with them. There are no bad apples, he said. No one who is the black sheep. He or she is not the black sheep. He is the precious one. She is the precious one, and the enemy will go after because the enemy senses how precious they are. Nikki Cruz was not the black sheep, but the precious one. The devil mocks people because he sees something in them that bothers him. He sees a hunger for God in a little child. And he just waits. The demons just wait to grab that, to steal that away. He sees something in you that bothered him, every single one of you. He saw something because you had a softness in your heart for God. He probably tried to pull you away and probably, in many cases, through your children. In the past, the devil saw something in you that was a threat to his kingdom or made him jealous. By the way, the next time the devil comes on you in one way, shape, or form, We should say to the devil, what is it about me that scares you? What is it about me that bothers you? What do you see? Tell him, God's eyes see me as special. We all have gifts. We all have giftings. And we may have similar gifts, but each one is different because each one of you are different. You put all those gifts together, we are one powerful church. Powerful. We have power over the devil. We have power over Lucifer because of the blood of Jesus Christ. There's nothing more powerful than his blood. It's the truth. The Lord chastens, but the Lord loves, and Satan hunts. The evil one is going after the children in America. So many ways. Children have to have a spirit of confusion on them in this life, in this world, in America, and trying to grab something to really believe in. All kinds of things. I'm a guy? No. No, I'm not going to be a guy any longer. Such confusion. Confusion is of the devil. We need, what do we need? What do we need to do? Yes, build a wall of fire around them. This land was blessed by God. Amen? The foundation of America was blessed by God himself. Two or three are gathered in my name. I am amongst you. I am there. And demons are running all over the place. Don't think it's strange when we're tempted. You know, we think of Joseph in the Word of God, in the Old Testament, and he was such a godly young man. A moral man. The Lord was with Joseph, and the blessing of the Lord was on him and all that he did. Yet it came to pass after all these things that his master's wife cast his eyes upon Joseph and said, lie with me, the adulterer. Lucifer's name is called adulteress. He seduces. She could have had any man, but she wanted this man because she was the devil incarnated. Demons come into people. She went after one life that was going to shake the kingdom of hell. That's the one she went after. The adulteress went after the precious life. Satan will throw the most severe temptations at you, me, or questions. Why did God, is he really into your mind and darts into your hearts? When you have a heart that seeks after God, the devil sees that. And your most precious ones, your husband, your children, ah, the devil's after you. That's the bullseye. But it's okay, right? Because we stand, amen? We stand or get on our knees. Two good positions. The devil can't tempt you to turn away from God, but he will harass you, and he does. But your rewards are coming. And if God has to release angels even to strengthen us, he does. And God says, you can't have any of my loved ones. None of them. Your righteousness gets the attention of hell. We don't have to be afraid. But David Wilkinson, in what I was reading that he wrote, even though he came to know the Lord, he didn't know who he was in God. And he was very hard on himself. Some of us are. And he didn't know he was precious, and I guess that's why he spoke of it so much. And he couldn't enter into God's rest for a very long time, and he wrote about it. It's very important. I want to really do a study on that, to enter into God's rest. And that's where the enemy really can't touch you, if you abide under the shadow in the rest of the Lord. He wants to take the enemy, the rest, away from you. In other words, David Wilkinson didn't think he measured up. He was very hard on himself. He doubted himself. You understand what I'm saying? Many in this room probably go through that also. Until there was a breaking point and he realized how precious he was in the sight of God. And he grasped hold of it. He took it in. And it changed him. And it changed him. And he began, anytime he would get a negative feeling or negative thought, he would come against the devil, the adulteress, as he called the devil, immediately. I want us to just read some portion of scripture. Psalm 72, please. Psalm 72, let's see, I guess 12 to 14. For he, God, will deliver the needy when he cries, the poor also, and him who has no helper. He will spare the poor and the needy, and will save the souls of the needy. He will redeem their life from the oppression and violence, and precious shall be their blood in his sight. Also, if you would turn to Psalm 34, 4 to 6. And this is kind of a key, Psalm 34, 4 to 6. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. We've got to cry. Cry out. Cry out from the depths of your soul, the depths of your heart, and saved him out of all his troubles. For he shall deliver the needy when he cries. Psalm 34. He shall deliver the needy. We, the children of God, have to know that he delights in us, that God delights in us. This has to become such a truth to us. And when we cry out, he hears our cries. The Bible says he actually collects our tears and puts them in a bottle. My God, Imagine such a thing. You know, imagine when one of your little children were small and in the middle of the night there was a cry. Didn't you get up, or wouldn't you get up out of bed and run into that room? Wouldn't you? Well, when we're in a dark place, the middle of the night, and we cry, God hears us. He is a good, good Father. He hears those cries. In fact, he collects the tears. God, I can't understand it, but God is glorious. He is wonderful. He is love. And he loves us. Even when we don't love ourselves, he loves us with an everlasting love. Can't be compared. It can't even be put into words. But we have to just know it. We have to believe it and know it. David Wilkinson never had peace, even though he went after the broken. He went to the darkest places. He said himself, I never had peace in my own soul. Wow. He walked with God, but he felt like he didn't measure up. Do you think somebody was lying to him? He had unneeded guilt and condemnation. He allowed the enemy to run rampant through his brain. Never knew how precious he was in the eyes of God, but he learned, and he learned to rest. Our soul should be at peace and at rest. If there's anything between you and God, handle it with the Lord. That's what the enemy wants to do, is rob us of our peace, rob us of our rest. Enter into my rest. Do a study on it. I'm going to do it. I want to know more. The truth. The truth is that God loves you. The truth is, and you should be convinced, that you are precious to him. Completely convinced that you are precious to him. We need to not waste any more time to stop wrong thinking and go after souls. Amen. It is time to look into somebody's eyes that you know, or just meet. Look into their eyes and tell them, God sees you precious. He loves you. Tell them, as much as they're open to, tell them about he sent his son to die for you, for me. Include yourself so that we could walk with him, we could know him, we could go to heaven. Everyone needs to know the truth. Everyone. Everyone to God is precious. Amen. If you would stand with me, please. And as I said, on the 8th of August, we'll have prayer that night, 7 o'clock. Father, what a treasure you are. God, we want to know you more. We truly, truly want to know you in a deeper way, God, Father. Father, we want to come closer to you. Father, we want more of your heart in our hearts. Father, we want to be the expression of your love to a lost and dying world. Father, we want to make a difference when we come together and pray. We want to have such an anointing that breaks yokes. These are the things that you want for us, Lord. We ask you in your son's name, God, that we will fulfill our calling here on the earth. That we will fulfill it, oh God. Father, that we would have courage in Jesus' name to do more of what seems so difficult for us. Make it easier, God. As I said, with that anointing, God, that breaks yokes, that we could feel that anointing resting on us, Lord. Father, that each one of us, every man, every woman, would know how precious we are. Precious. And that when we cry out to you, you hear our prayers. You alone, O God, are worthy of all our love and thanksgiving. Thank you. Thank you for Jesus Christ. Thank you, our example, our brother. Thank you for the work of the cross. Thank you, God, for the Spirit of the living God who is in us, on us, around us, strengthening us, leading us. God, thank you. Thank you, Father. Father, I pray, God, that when we pray, Lord, we will break through. We will break through, oh God, into your presence. Teach us, Lord God, your ways. Teach us how to pray all over again. Like little children, we come to you. Father, do we realize that if we were the only person, Jesus would have come down and died that horrible, horrible death just for us? That's how precious we are. We love you, God. You are precious. Jesus, Son of the living God, you are precious. Spirit of God, you are precious. You are so powerful and so precious. Open up our eyes. Cause us to walk closer and closer to you as the days grow darker. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen, Lord.
Mic on?
No.
Hallelujah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Just before you go, I just wanted to share something with you. We're going to do something a little different next week. For a while now, seeing that many of us here are of an older generation, I've just felt led on my heart to have people come in and share from a younger generation's perspective. And I met a young man about a year ago, and his head just keeps coming back to mine. So I contacted him, and he's a preacher in the area, and asked him if he would like to join us and just share a word from a younger perspective. So we have this young man. His name is John Campo. Maybe some of you know him from the area. If not, you'll get to meet him next week. So he'll be our guest ministry here next week. So you want to just spread the word, invite someone else to join you, and be here with us next week. Amen? Amen. God bless you. We'd love to join you in the cafe.
I enter to worship.